because of what we are trying to offer, the standard that we're trying to keep and offer.
Okay.
And then clients oftentimes feel like, okay, is this not too much? Is this just that back and forth with them? And then we on the other end are trying hard not to beat down on the quality.
Okay.
Right. Because we don't want any situation where
if
we say, okay, this
good,
work was done with us.
You.
Yeah, it actually comes back to us.
Hi everyone, my name is Soji Akinabi. I'm a serial entrepreneur and also a storyteller, impact storyteller actually. Today I am having a chat with Mr. Sulaiman, and he's in the space of media like us, but of course a different kind of if I would say niche, and I'm quite interested in that particular niche, and it's going to be an interesting conversation. We're going to explore growth opportunities for him and also talk around some of the challenges that they are currently facing and see how we can solve some of those problems. You're welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you, actually. it's one of these conversations I've been looking forward to having.
Amazing.
So your name is Sulaiman
Mariro.
Okay,
yes.
That's just an interesting combination of names. So you represent Kadosh Media, correct?
Yes, I'm the general manager at Kadosh Media.
The general manager of the
Kadosh Media Studios.
As a general manager, are you also the founder or you're just a general manager? Can you clarify that?
Yeah, I'm just a general manager. There's the founder and the CEO.
Okay.
Of
the entire
business.
Organization.
So, but I've been involved with the business for a while now.
Okay.
For about a decade now. So
a decade.
About that. So
interesting.
And you know, we built some kind of trust and some kind of allowance for me to be able to, you know, run the space and then just run the business. Actually,
I like that. I mean, the reason why I'm asking that is that I want to understand the vision behind the business itself. So that's why I ask whether you're one of the founders. Can you tell us what is the core vision behind the Kadosh Media Group?
Okay, so Kadosh Media Studios is like I was telling you earlier, is a full gospel space.
Okay.
It's a gospel media studios.
Okay.
Right. So, and that's part of our challenge actually.
Okay.
Because we stay within the context of the gospel.
Okay.
And when I mean the gospel, I mean content and creations that value and then that are in direction of honoring God.
Okay.
Right. So, and then that's like I said, it's part of our problem.
Okay.
It's part of our challenge, per se.
Okay.
Right. Because what it means is that there's some content that we'll have to turn back.
Okay.
There's some client that will have to turn them back.
Okay.
I mean, we would like to have them do
it, yes.
Because what they are doing does not align with our values.
Okay.
Right. So, and because of that, sometimes, you know, we have to now say no to some clients.
Okay.
We have to just nicely explain to them that, okay, sorry, we can't have you because you're coming to do this.
Okay.
And some people just, of course, like, because this media space, actually, we have a range of space.
Okay.
For whatever you want to do. Quite, you want to do podcasts, you want to do you want to use the space for a small meeting, a small garden, a birthday, all
okay.
of that. Right. So let's say you're coming to do a birthday party.
Okay.
Right. And then you want to just come and play any song. You want to play some of those
okay.
some of those
that
songs.
Won't be allowed.
Yes, some of the songs. Yes.
Okay.
So we will not be able to have you within the space.
Okay.
Right. So
okay.
And then not because we can't have you, but just because that entire space, we insisted, that space is only to glorify the name of Jesus, so only to glorify God,
okay.
right? So, and then the challenges around that is that it limits us to
certain category of client, okay,
right? But to clarify, it doesn't mean that we've not had people that come to record content about advertising a product.
Okay.
Right.
Well, I mean, the commercial element.
Yes.
Stay quite neutral. I mean, so now another clarity I want to bring into the picture. When you say gospel, My interpretation is within the context of the Christian faith.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes, it is.
Because it's important that we clarify that. So that is established. So everything that has to do with a Christian faith, that is the gospel that you are all about. And so can we also say that anything that has to do with the creative work within the context of the Christian faith is what you do? Yes or yes.
Yes? Yes, yes. In fact, we've had clients that came in to shoot a content about they wanted to shoot a content about sex.
Okay.
Right. But that content is actually within the provision of the gospel.
Okay.
Right. So of course we'll have that kind of content.
Okay.
Right. So let's say somebody wants to come and talk about sex and then you want to talk about the values that are not within the confines of what the scripture permits.
Okay.
We can't have you come do that within the space.
Okay.
Right. So like I said, that we can have you come have conversation about any topic.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But the context of the conversation stays within
the premise. Okay.
Premise stays within the confines of the gospel.
All right. First problem I would say identify right now is that the use of language. So when you say gospel, quite more generic, you understand. When you say Christian faith, that's a bit more specific. Mm. So I think that clarification has to be looked into, so that some choice of language could be offer more clarity as to when it comes to your marketing or your external communication and all of that. Internally, I think it's okay, but external communication, so there has to be a bit more specificity in terms of how you communicate the scope of your work. Excuse me, because again, it could be gospel according to different things.
Actually.
Scriptures, it could be scripture speaks to some sort of holy writings. You understand? Within what context? You know, holy is more of a generic word. You understand? So let's look into the language for your external communication. So that's one part. The second part, frankly speaking, there is quite a lot of opportunities within the Christian industry. Forgive me. I have to visualize that. I think there are not a lot of organizations like yours, which also could mean that competition is quite low in a sense. Okay. All right. So the next thing I want to talk about is what are the scope of your services? Specifics.
Okay. So, first, before I say that.
Yeah.
First, when I say the gospel.
Yeah.
The gospel is actually a person.
Okay.
Right? So when I say the gospel,
okay,
I'm actually talking about Jesus Christ.
Okay.
Right. So, and that's just to clear that. But of course, like you said, we'll go back to that.
Okay.
So within the scope of what we do, so like I said, it's called Kadosh Media Studios.
Okay.
So Media Studios means that we have then a range of services.
Okay.
Now we have spaces. We have space.
Okay.
And within that space, we have a video shoot. If you want to take a video shoot, post production.
Okay.
You want to do a live recording.
Okay.
Right. You want to do rehearsals.
Okay.
A church meeting.
Okay.
And you want to have a birthday party.
Okay.
You want to have a close wedding.
Okay.
So we have space that accommodates that that particular need.
Okay.
Right. So for the other aspect of media, we're talking about like production.
Okay.
So production, we do audio production.
Okay.
Right. So audio production, that's music, like so music production.
Okay.
So music production, other aspect, which is one of our strengths. What it is we have this arrangement that you don't necessarily have to come to the studio, especially if you are not in Nigeria, which we've worked with a number of clients that are not in Nigeria.
Okay.
Right. So what we offer is that we offer you the seamlessness of having all of what needs to be done within that space.
Okay.
We're able to put it together.
Okay.
So all that is required of you is to just perhaps record your own voice,
okay,
wherever you are in the world.
Okay.
You just need to send us that file. we'll be able to put together every other thing that you require.
All the arrangements.
All the arrangements, the post-production, the singers, the music.
Backups.
All of those requirements.
The instrumentals.
Instrumentalists. So we have this DW drum series, okay. Studio drum series. It has like 12 mics.
Okay.
So drums is captured. Like we have that. And it's isolated, with, it's confined within the space. So,
fantastic.
Usually we do just drum. So if you want to do recording voiceovers, right? Beat, you want to do all of that. And then we're also big on organic music.
Okay.
So when organic music is, of course, there's the, what is called
music with IGMO, right?
That's the word.
I'm teasing you.
that's actually the music word for it. So it's more or less like synthetic music.
Okay. So yeah, that's why.
I call it synthetic music.
Okay. Actually.
So what that is you just need a guy in with his computer.
Yeah.
And then he has one small MIDI.
Yeah.
And he can cook up something for you.
Good.
That he could do that, right? But if you know music and if you've been involved with music,
okay,
you know that that music, that entire content it's will synthetic. Not be rich.
Yeah.
And it won't have the depth at which an organic music production will have.
Okay.
Right. So organic music production often requires that you have to record all of those items live. Right.
Individually. However you
individual takes, right? So let's say you have
across different channels so that you can manipulate
so
each one of them.
Depending on what it is, we have to do multi-tracking. So
okay.
All of those are recorded and then
okay.
We now take that entire file and then do the post-production.
Okay.
Right. So that's four that's also part of the music production.
Okay.
There's also the, of course, if you've done all, let's say you've done all of that
okay.
somewhere else.
Okay.
Right. You just want to mix and master.
Okay.
Right? We also offer the service. We also do the services.
Okay.
Right. So like mostly after you record, right? There's still need for arrangement,
yes.
There's still need for balancing.
Yes.
And all of that is just a process
my
in post-production. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You've not even started the mix and mastering. You've not really, really started. You're just trying to arrange the entire pass and all of that. So doing that, it's a whole long process.
Okay.
Right. So we actually offer that process and then we simplify it for you and get it done, right? So we'll do all of that. Then we'll offer also the post-production. So let's say you have recorded all you,
okay.
or you've done all of that somewhere
yes.
else. Maybe you had a file that you kept somewhere, you know, you just kept it.
Okay.
We actually can take up that file
okay.
and then do the post-production
okay.
for you.
Okay.
That's for, of course, film score, right? We've done film score. We've written songs for a bank, we've recorded all of that for them, right? So, and then, like I said, those are not church. That's not a church, but you know, they are.
So
for production too, we also have in the space, you can actually have that set up.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for actually taking time to explain the scope of your services. If I would describe the scope of your business, I would say more of production side of things, Christian production company. So because most of the things that you've described, they're mostly on the production side. Yes or yes?
Mm-hmm.
Apart from the space, you know, the space. Yes.
So within the space.
Yeah.
Within the space. So that's why I said that the good thing is that we offer the services just across board.
Okay.
Right? Just across the entire board.
Okay.
So what that means is that let's say you like we have a space upstairs where it's mostly we call it the podcast space.
Okay.
It's like a podcast space.
Okay.
So it's a room where we can set up whatever set you want done.
Okay.
Right? Whatever it is, whatever design you want to have within that space,
okay.
we can set it up
okay.
for you to have that podcast within that space.
Okay.
So let's say you are done,
okay.
right? And then of course there's the need to be able to balance, there's
yeah.
the need to be able to do some
first go to production.
Post-production that
yeah.
it's also something we do within the space. So
yeah.
we offer all of that. So we can do from the start creating, in fact, we do the stage design and for you.
HD production service.
Right. So yes, it is. Yeah, but you know, just that we provide the space
yeah.
and we provide the services that you will need just going from start to finish, offering you that service.
How would you say the business has been in the last 3 years?
Last 3 years. Okay, for the last 3 years, we actually had to how will I put it? For the last 3 years, we had to, okay, there's a, we actually started to add a, how will I put it, rental of the space out to church. Right. Okay. So we've had churches come to have rehearsals there, and we've had church use the space for their Sunday service.
Okay.
So, but I think I noticed quite keenly that our client base seems to take a turn, and we had a lot of people that reached out to us outside of Nigeria.
Okay.
Right. So, and then we now have the need to be able to find a way to, you know, communicate with them and then be able to send content across back and forth to finish up on production.
I see.
So most of that is actually, that's actually what
post-production work.
Yes, don't know just the entire whatever they want to do. Maybe mostly audio.
Okay.
Right. So that's usually on the audio side of things.
Okay.
Right. So yeah. So about that.
So are you cash flow positive?
Am I coming in?
Are you guys cash flow positive?
Yes, we've had. In fact, we had consistent. Like I said, there's a consistent people that use the space.
Clients.
Yes, that use the space on a fixed date.
Okay.
Every week.
Okay. So right, with that ensure some sort of a consistent cash flow.
Yes.
So what would you say are some of the challenges that you're facing currently?
Okay, so part of the challenge, one of it, because it's something that we have on board and we're is pricing.
Okay.
Now, when I say pricing, I'm not talking about we don't know how to come up with prices for our services. Okay. Not that. Prices with clients.
Okay.
Right. So because we already have a standard of service we're trying to offer.
Okay.
Right. So oftentimes the client will come in and say, okay, they've seen one of the productions that we've done.
Okay.
So this is beautiful. I would like to have this. I have an idea about around the content. Can you guys help me?
Okay.
So now this is what you want to do, you know, come up with the cost and say, okay, this is the cost for this.
Okay.
And then because of what we are trying to offer, the standard that we are trying to keep and offer.
Okay.
And then clients oftentimes feel like, okay, this seems
not too much.
Is this not too much? Is this just that back and forth with them? And then we on the other end are trying hard not to beat down on the quality.
Okay.
Right. Because if it goes out there, it's our work.
Yes.
So we don't want any situation where we say, okay, this work was done with us. Yeah, it actually comes back to us.
Yes.
So we try to avoid that kind of feedback, right? Okay, this was done in your space. Why is it? Because we already have production that we've done at a certain level.
Yes.
Right. So bringing it down will mean that we might have to create a category that might affect the quality we offer. And then clients might be okay with it, right? But from what we are trying to represent, what we are trying to push out there, we will not take it. So that has been a major challenge for that. Of course, we had clients out of Nigeria. So we'll get it done and all of that. But you know, we've had people, you know, just around that pricing, you know, getting them to see what we're trying to offer them and then understand that this is the quality, because of the quality of what you're asking for.
Okay.
There's a cost to this.
Okay.
And that is what we're trying to offer you.
Okay. That's quite a major one, because again, I would also think that sometimes some people might bring some element of sentiment to it. because again, from experience, and there is tendency to say, oh, since you are doing this to the glory of God, so you should you should just when it comes to business, one just has to be sure of what market am I playing. And I think for you guys, since you are quite particular about the quality of your output, you know, you want to be a good representation of your capacity and your professionalism. So the bottom line and just the straightforward answer would be you stick to the pricing, you know, that you can work with, that would ensure the consistency of the quality. Whichever client is unable to afford that, obviously there is other vendors that it can go to. And I think trying to be Everything to everyone is bad for business.
Yes.
You know, especially you. I mean, you said you guys have been in this space for quite a while, so you must have learned a couple of lessons. So trying to be everything to everyone will not help. I would say you guys just stick to those that appreciate your work and they stick to it. This is an Apple phone. People understand the premium nature of an Apple brand.
Apple phones, yeah.
So, and the price is at a standard. You either been able to save enough money to purchase one or not. But it is what it is.
Yeah, actually.
You know, there are, you know, less quality brand or less quality grade that
actually
people go for based on the pricing, based on what they can afford. So you would probably want to stick to your own standard and just play in that. For us also as an organization, we strictly we service middle to large scale enterprises, because there's a certain way we do our billing that they must be able to
so
that is that. In terms of growth, where do you see growth opportunities for you guys?
Okay, so actually we're actually looking at creating a record label.
Okay.
Within that Kadosh Media space.
Okay.
Right. So, and where's he putting the documents together? Because there are a lot of processes around it.
Okay.
Right. There's a legal aspect of it.
Yes.
There's the, you know, legal aspect that now has to cover
yes.
the arrangement between yourself
and the artist.
The artist, you know, what are the tweaks? What are the expectations?
Yes.
All of that. So we're actually working a framework around that.
Okay.
So that we can be able to create something that is able to represent God, right? And then we're able to present quality, we're able to push quality, we're able to spread the gospel,
okay,
and we're able to human capital, we're able to
okay.
develop people, and
okay.
we're able to put them through the process, right? So because yes, there's quite a lot on record label. So how does it work? Do we take up the entire production?
Mm.
How do we go about
mm.
it? How do we share the resources?
Mm.
You know,
mm.
who takes what? What's mm. all of that? All of that are conversations
mm.
that, you know, a document that we have to put together, which is already a process that we are on.
Mm.
Right. So we're hoping that, you know, when we are done on that, we'll start on that record label.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to take an artist.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are going to put them through some training, some
mm-hmm.
level of time
mm-hmm.
for them to be able to understand the vision, exactly
mm-hmm.
what we are trying to project.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So because we've come a long way.
Yes.
Right. So we can't just add you to the team
yes.
or add you to the project, add
yes.
you to what we are doing.
Yes.
And then we'll start to have some step back.
Yeah.
No. So that is we're looking at growth
yeah.
at that level. And
yeah.
also at that level, you know, it not expand up our production. Because we're still going to do post-production for
yeah.
videos, and these are things that we already are doing within the studio.
Yeah.
So, and that is something that we can easily be able to manage and get
yeah.
it done. So I know that is something that we can do.
Yeah.
And then we are still looking at the option of opening it up or getting it exclusive.
I see.
And what's the arrangement of, you know, so that we are still working with the management team.
Okay.
And then we are hoping that as soon as possible we can be able to have that out and have it advertised, and then see
okay.
how we can start up on audition and then get people to come in and preview their work. Of
yeah.
course, we have artists, we already have recording artists,
mm-hmm.
we already have songwriting artists,
mm-hmm.
we have songwriters
mm-hmm.
already, and we have a couple of songs that are
mm-hmm.
already within the studio
yeah.
ownership.
Yeah.
Right? So some of those songs are songs that we actually can give out to artists to,
yeah.
to do. So
yeah.
we already have quite a number of stuff at
yeah.
the back end.
I think for your organization,
mm.
I mean, before I make my comment, you know, the area of growth that you've identified, I would say that is really brilliant.
Oh, okay.
This is the right step in the right direction. But I think for your organization, one major thing that might serve as an obstacle to your growth would be clarification of what you're really doing.
Okay.
And I will explain. There is an indication that you fit in as a social enterprise,
okay,
not purely commercial enterprise, okay?
Okay.
And I would even say that you're more than 50% into the social enterprise category, okay?
Okay.
Because you have set up core values based on the market where you play, and you have a lot of boundaries that has created for you. And you also, apart from bottom line in terms of profit, you also have a set of impacts that are quite important to you as an organization.
Yes.
You indicated, you know, the case of the gospel side of things, glorification of God, of Jesus Christ, pushing the gospel, quite important. You'd mentioned human capital development. And I think you also kind of like mentioned the image side of things, portraying, you know, what you preach. So there is an indication that you fit in as a social enterprise, mm-hmm. which might indicate that in any, you know, commercial endeavors, you may have to split between impact and profit in terms of how you prioritize yourself. I think that complication might be a major hindrance to your growth, which I think what you guys really, really need to pay attention to is clarity. Clarity, I already mentioned the choice of language. You know, the choice of language is also going to be quite important, because the choice of language also will work towards getting clarity. Clarity in terms of what you communicate to your client and to the industry as to what you provide,
yeah.
what you can do, what is important to you. And also clarity, also intellect in terms of how you structure your strategy and your operations. It's even going to come to how you do your costing.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the only thing I can identify that you guys need to work on. Other than that, I think there is enormous opportunities for you guys. The industry has, you know, fewer number of competitors, I must say. So because of that, there is quite, you know, enough room for growth.
Yeah.
So I wish you guys, you know, all the best. I mean, it's a space that I'm also quite interested in, but do you have any question for me?
Yes, I think I have a question, but just add something shortly. Just add something. I understand your concern. You mentioned the social, the social, and then the capital aspect of
yes.
things, right? So, and of course, we know that we're a business. We have rent, we have staff,
we have OPEX, operational expenses, on a monthly basis.
We have that. In fact, on a weekly basis, like I said, we have recurrent clients that we have too, that they perhaps they've paid, and you can't tell them that
they provide the service.
We don't have this world. Yeah. We don't have all of that. So that is insane. So that's why I said that we already have a standard, right? So, and then all of those costings are embedded in the to be able to care for the services. And I understand, of course, we've had people, you know, that are gospel artists mm-hmm. that we've had in the space
mm-hmm.
that
wanted to provide service and they pay
actually,
for you.
We actually just had them just come and have a free session.
Oh,
you know, we've had all of that. So that's the social aspect of things.
I see.
Right. So, and then, well, it's something that we'll work around, and then, and I think you've identified it well. But I know that we've had that conversation with management.
Good.
And then we're sure that. But of course, what we do is that we make sure that we cover up for every need that needs to be met.
Okay.
Right. So we can't start to run an equity.
Good.
Because
good.
We are running a gospel business. Do you understand? So that's not profitable. We can't run an equity because
gospel
we are trying to
require.
Yes, it still requires resources,
yeah.
right? So, and then, well, so the question I wanted to ask is, I just wanted to give me an honest feedback
okay.
on how best do you think we should go about publicity and our media campaigns?
Okay.
Understanding that, you know, this is the unique niche.
Yeah.
Where we stay, this is the tough where
yeah, it's very niche. Can publicity for lead generation or brand awareness?
For both.
I mean, when it comes to the brand awareness, I think a lot of collaboration, you have to do a lot of collaboration in projects that has got a lot of exposure. Project and brands, I mean, brands within the Christian community.
Yeah.
So collaboration will give you a lot of visibility. when you mentioned Dove Media today, everybody attribute that to the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Dove Media has featured in different production and different projects with brands and, of course, personalities over the years that has made them visible. So that, you know, it's mostly collaboration, you know, when it comes to that, when it comes within that space. When it comes to lead generation, you also need to get involved in a lot of projects. And I think, in my opinion, you can do it differently. Workshops and meetings, you can actually set up shops. You know, when you go for all these conferences and you have booths, you know, I think that concept can be adopted within the Christian event kind of space. Obviously, also you have to sponsor a couple of projects that will also, you know, communicate the quality of your work and the professionalism that you put into it. For example, if I look at Hallelujah Challenge, you understand? I look at the studio behind Hallelujah Challenge. I look at the guys that put it together, the guys that does the production on a daily basis during the period when they are doing Hallelujah Challenge. You know, that alone, if they are doing it as sponsorship, because, you know, at the end of everything, he thanks everybody. You understand?
Yeah, actually.
And all of those brands, even as a bank, that all of us think about this bank. Mm-hmm. And if you are of Christian faith, you would think that, oh, this bank is supporting this project, which is close to our heart.
Patronize the bank.
You understand? So, and I think there's a couple of projects, you know, within the Christian community that kind of like, that one can use, you know, to kind of like spin that. Obviously, you have to use relationships. So you have to use relationships a lot. Yeah. Relationship is human capital, you know. It's non-negotiable, you know. It's non-negotiable. Relationship, of course, on the platform of professionalism, so that you can remove the element of sentiment. You understand?
Yeah.
From a personal experience, as far back as about more than 20 years ago. I was involved in a company that used to do a lot of Christian music videos. You know, a couple of the artists that after you've done everything, say, Nina, let me pray for you. That's your payment. But how does that pay for your camera? How does that pay for... you understand what I'm trying to say? I hope I haven't spoken too much.
I'm just thinking of, we could do this, we could do that.
I mean, that's typically how I'm going to approach it if I'm looking at doing that. The truth is that there's a lot of people that are looking for your services, but you need to be visible to them. So you need to be where they are, where they are hanging out. You need to relate with who they are relating with. You understand? Mm-hmm. An artist is doing live recording, you probably need to pitch in. Maybe you just support them with light and ask them that you're going to have a booth at the back.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. So I hope I've been able to...
You have.
To help with those few advice.
You have.
Yeah. It's really nice chatting to you. I think there's so much we can talk about.
Thank you so much for
coming through.
Thank you for having me.
I wish you guys all the best. Kadosh Media Studios. We are also in production. If there's anything we can do to assist,
amazing.
You know, please let us know. Do not hesitate to reach out. And that's all we have on this edition of Smart Growth. My name is Soji Akinlabi, and it's been nice chatting to Mr. Solomon Marera. I didn't say Solomon, I said Solomon. Go figure.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah.
This program is supported by ACT Foundation.